my best friend.
This is Sid and Friends in the Morning.
For my friends.
77 WABC.
Look, this case should never be tried. Well, there's no crime here. I've been doing this 60 years. I've probably taught more students, read more cases, litigated more cases than anybody. I've never seen a case as weak as this. A misdemeanor, barred by the statute of limitations, turned into a felony by alleging a crime you don't even name that the federal government refused to prosecute and your predecessor refused to prosecute. This is such a weak case that it ought to be in front of the Bar Association.
With a little luck, we'll get a hung jury here, and my friend Donald Trump will not be convicted. But again, we're going to need, as Paul McCartney and Wings talks about here, luck. It doesn't look good. That was the great Alan Dershowitz. He's on this show all the time with Katz and Cosby yesterday. And believe it or not, as great as an attorney as Dersh is, he actually needs attorneys every now and then. And his attorney happens to be another guy who's on this show all the time. He's also my attorney, as well as Dr. Pina. And that is my dear, dear friend, the amazing defense attorney, Arthur Idala. Artie, good morning, buddy. How are you?
So what we say in Brooklyn is happy birth week. So you should be celebrating every night.
Yeah, I mean,
in other words, if you just think about it, our days are numbered, Sid. So if you only celebrate on your actual birthday, maybe you have only, like, whatever, 30, 40 birthdays left. But if you do the birth week,
yeah,
then you can have like 30, 40, you know, you really have a good old time. So
I love that.
Celebrating constantly.
My listeners have treated this as a birthday week. I get messages. I get gifts to my front door. I swear I'm not exaggerating, Artie. In terms of 40 years, I'm 57. I did a lot of alcohol and drugs. That ain't happening. So you're right.
Hold on. Who's my favorite band?
Your favorite band is the Rolling Stones.
Okay. And have you done more alcohol and drugs and heroin than those guys? And they're 80 years old and they're still playing all over America.
Pretty good point. Maybe we should go back again. No, thank you. Artie, let's get to the matter at hand, Donald Trump. So they picked seven jurors yesterday. Explain this to me because, again, you're the attorney. I'm just the radio guy. One of the jurors they picked, this nurse, said, and I quote, "Nobody is above the law." That was her quote. Well, I don't know. President's on trial, very lofty position. He may think he's above the law, waiting for that immunity decision. When she says no one is above the law, am I not supposed to take from that, infer from that? She's saying not even the president. If that's the case, how is she not biased?
Okay, so here's the deal, Sid. Having been in the position of Todd Blanche and Susan Nicholas and having other people comment on my cases, you know, I know we got to be cautious because we don't know what they saw in totality and what they heard in totality. So, yes, in and of itself, what you said, if I heard someone say that, I would not put them on the jury if I was representing Donald Trump. They also put a lawyer on the jury. A civil litigator. That's the last person I would want on the jury. I want the conductor of a train. I want a bus driver. I want a blue-collar guy. I want someone, when I say to them, "Mrs. Schwartz, where do you get your news from?" She goes, "Mr. Idala, at my age, I don't watch the news anymore. I just stay home. I take care of my husband. I take care of my kids. I cook. That's who I want on the jury. So, you know, but they only get 10 challenges. So you get all these people in the box. You get to challenge certain people for cause. So if someone says, I hate Donald Trump, or I don't think I can be fair, you say, Judge, I need you to strike them off. And the judge can strike them off, and he has unlimited powers to strike people off. But if there's no obvious reason to take them off, each side only gets 10 opportunities because it's such a small crime. When I tried the Harvey Weinstein case, I had 20 challenges. When it's a murder case, it's 20 challenges. But this is such a BS crime. Under the statute, you only get 10 challenges. The judge could give them more, but he won't give them more. So that you have to be really judicious in who you strike and who you don't strike. You know, it's not a jury selection process. It's really a jury deselection process. You don't tell the judge, I want these people. You tell the judge, I don't want these people. The prosecutor says, I don't want these people. And it's whoever is left becomes the jury.
That is a great job of explaining that. Thank you so much, Artie. Really great job.
Stop. ED is no laughing matter. This can be caused from low T, high blood pressure, or diabetes. Elevate Wellness can help. 40% of men over 40 have experienced this. Make the call to Elevate Wellness now. 973-354-2276. 973-354-2276. The office visit is only $99 and includes exam, blood work, test dose, and consultation. Call Elevate Wellness. 973-354-2276. Or Elevate Wellness Group. Your health is important. Your sexual health is very important. And like everything else, it has challenges. As many as 50% of men over 50 have sexual-related difficulties, like ED, low testosterone, and low energy. That's where they come in. Elevate Wellness has real professional and in-person solutions. Call 973-354-2276. 973-354-2276. Or visit ElevateWellnessGroup.com and get back to where it started. Office visits only $99 this month.
Hi, it's Ernie Anastas. You know, your thoughts can affect how you feel, and how you feel can impact your thoughts. Addressing your mind and body connection is the key to improving your overall wellness. Bergen Newbridge Medical Center is the largest hospital in New Jersey, providing comprehensive, equitable, compassionate, and high-quality emergency inpatient and outpatient medical care, plus mental health services and substance use disorder treatment. The Bergen Newbridge team can address your total health needs in one convenient location. Call 201-225-7130. For an appointment, or newbridgehealth.org.
If you're suffering from ED, you're not alone. 60% of men over 60 have this problem. Help is out there. The professionals at Elevate Wellness can help you be the man you used to be. They've helped thousands of patients and have a 96% success rate. What are you waiting for? Call 973-354-2276. 973-354-2276. Your first visit is only $99. ElevateWellnessGroup.com. Help is out there. ElevateWellnessGroup.com.
So this judge is a prick. He's no good. His wife's no good. Maybe his daughter's no good. I don't know. They're all no good.
Well, and, well, let me just tell you this. If you think he's no good, and I'm not – let me tell you, Trump could have done a hell of a lot worse. You had on Trump's attorney there, Alina, yesterday, right?
Yeah.
The judge that her and Tacopino were in front of – In the federal courts, in the E. Jean Carroll courts, he's on a whole other level.
I don't know. You're talking about Kaplan and Engoron. I disagree with
no,
you.
I'm
I mean,
talking about
Kaplan.
Ask Tacopina. He'll be on Friday. I was in the courtroom when he threatened Tacopina with basically disbarring him. Joe left the podium.
But Mershon did the same thing yesterday. He scolded President Trump for making a comment under his breath. By the way, he's also told him he can't go to his son's high school graduation.
Well, that's out of order.
Okay, so he's no better than the rest of these guys. He might be worse. He was yelling at the president yesterday because the president said something under his breath. What do you want the guy to do? Sit there like a caged animal every day?
No, look, I totally agree with you, and I agree with you 100% about the high school graduation thing. That's not something he could say, you know, you could go to your son's graduation next year. That's a once-in-a-lifetime thing.
And, Artie, you know this. Not only is it a once-in-a-lifetime thing, Artie, but you tell me, how many mobsters do you know that killed people? Trump, remember, has no record right now. He's not convicted of anything. How many mobsters do you know that killed people that are allowed to leave prison to go to their mother's funeral or their kid's graduation?
No, no, listen, I agree with you. And the one thing, I'm not sure if this is accurate or not, but I know it's been reported that he's told jurors they can't have off for Passover. There's got to be a nuance there, because that would be reversible error. If he says, okay, anyone could be on the jury except Jews who are going to celebrate Passover, there's no way he said that. He's not crazy. I mean, the judge, he's not like, you know, just looking to be reversed. So there's got to be some kind of a nuance there that will end early, or you have to let me know when services are, because that would be automatic reversal. You know, oh, yeah, we're not going to allow Jewish people on the jury because they celebrate Passover and it's in the middle of the trial. There's no way that's going to fly. So, but the president last night went to my client's bodega, Jose Alba. My law firm is suing the city of New York, including your friend Mr. Bragg's office, because of the way he was treated after he defended himself. And, you know, he was injured. He was cut wide open. They arrested him for murder. They sent him to Rikers. He got no treatment. He's got this horrible scar on his arm for life. He was, being incarcerated for a week. So we're making a big deal out of it. I mean, is it the end of the world? He didn't lose a limb? No. But was he absolutely mistreated? Yes. And should the city give him a few shekels? Absolutely. And, you know, the politician, Donald Trump, you know, he did a great job yesterday. I wish there was a little bit more coordination, because I knew that Jose Alba was actually out of town visiting family. So, Trump's going to be around for a little while. So I wish Jose was actually there. But his brother was there and one of his advocates was there. And obviously the president got a very warm welcome.
He did. What do you mean? What do you mean? Obviously, you say, obviously, I disagree. I mean, he's up there in Harlem. He could have had Black Lives Matter people there.
I said, obviously he did get a very warm welcome. Obviously he did get a very warm welcome.
Yeah, I would have thought he wouldn't. No, I would have thought he wouldn't.
Oh. No,
yeah.
I'm just talking about what I saw on the news.
No, he did. No, he did. But, and it goes to show you that, you know, for folks that say, wait a second, everybody hates Trump. I mean, he's in BLM territory right there. And he did. He got a very, very warm welcome. People were clapping, taking pictures. Now, look, they could just be starstruck, too. He's still the president of the United States at some point. But the truth is, it was not obvious. He got a much better, meet there than most people would think. And you look at what he's done, Artie, the last couple of weeks, between going to John Diller's wake, going to Harlem yesterday because he's worried about crime in New York City. You can call it political. You can say what you want. He also went to East Palestine, Ohio, and those poor people were glowing in the dark. Say what you want. This guy cares. What did President Biden do yesterday?
Took a nap.
Yeah, exactly.
He took a nap. I mean, look. And Sid, I heard, you know, obviously I listen to you regularly, and I heard what you said about, you know, this is the election of our lifetime. I mean, you and I are the same age. I think people our age said the same thing when Nixon won and the Vietnam War was blowing up and there were riots on the street. I think people said the same thing when you and I were in poly prep and Reagan was running and there was the Iraq hostages and it was gas cost $48 a gallon. I think people said the same thing when Obama was running against McCain and the economy was blowing up and the car industry was going down the toilet. And I know people said the same thing when Trump ran against Hillary. So, you know, I feel like it's often the election of our lifetime. And I'm not saying you're wrong. You know, I'm just saying that there are times in American history where things are shaken up. I yesterday sat in the well of the United States Supreme Court as a guest of Justice Samuel Alito, and the oral arguments was about the charges brought by the government against the people who went into the Capitol. And basically, they were challenging, the Supreme Court justices were challenging whether these charges were just too hard, too harsh, too high. And the justices who are the most conservative, who would be viewed as like the least friendly to the defense or defendants, they were the ones who were attacking the government, saying, you know, if someone in a comparable situation, you never charge them with these crimes, but the people who were there, and they don't say this, but the people who were there supporting Donald Trump or thinking that the election was stolen, you've charged them so much more seriously than you've charged anyone else ever. And is that really constitutional? And by the end of June, we're going to get a ruling from the United States Supreme Court whether the charges brought against the people on January 6th were appropriate.
Oh, they're ridiculous. Come on, appropriate. You got people still in solitary confinement, and the worst thing they did was put their feet up on somebody's desk. You got murderers and rapists walking around the streets of New York City like every day's a party, and these poor bastards who never should have done what they did are still in jail. It's an absolute joke. I want to ask you, though, about another Supreme Court ruling, which, again, Donald Trump was told by Mershon he can't go to next Thursday in D.C., talking about immunity for the president. You have a gut feeling how you think that might go?
Based on precedents, based on rulings regarding Richard Nixon, it doesn't look like it's very much in the President Trump's favor. However, this is the same court that reversed the ruling, right after the Nixon ruling, which was Roe v. Wade. So, nothing is off the table. What they've done is, usually the arguments used to be a half hour each side. It was a hard 1 hour argument. Now, because this case is so important, as the one I witnessed yesterday, they're allowing them to really go for hours to really debate these issues. And it's very interesting. I was able to speak. I spent about almost 2 hours with Justice Alito afterwards, just the two of us in his chambers. We spoke about a lot of things, which were fascinating. But the overall thing I'll just say is there is a concern on the court, on the Supreme Court itself, about how the justice system is being used for political reasons, as it's never been done in the history of America. And if we start losing those separate branches of government, and everyone isn't staying in their own lane, because right now the justice part, the criminal part, is bleeding into the political part, which should not be happening. We're in trouble. So everyone's got to get their act together and stay in their lane. I know that sounds silly and simplistic. But, this is what I heard from the bench from 9 justices on the Supreme Court of the United States.
Makes sense to me. Hey, Artie, that's a heck of a job this morning, man. Really great, great job. Thank you so much. I love you. Good luck in whatever you're doing later on this afternoon. And we'll do this again very, very soon. Thank you so much.
All right. God bless you. Happy birthday. I'll see you tomorrow, I hope.
Yes, tomorrow night for sure. You'll be there. Thank you, Arthur. Thank you. And to your friend Gabriel, too. Sweet guy.
This is Greg Kelly for Priority Gold. What does it mean to be America's precious metals dealer? It means that you're in touch with the hearts and minds of those who love this country, value our freedom, and want to protect the future. Priority Gold is that precious metals dealer. They've helped thousands of Americans back their retirement with solid gold and silver. Call Priority Gold at 888-506-6439. Receive free shipping, free storage, a free investment guide, and one of the best purchase experiences in the industry. Call now or go to PriorityGold.com.